Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-PIZZA-PIZZA. 9-6-7-11-11.
Put down that salad and man up your lunch hour with the best hockey coverage possible. You're listening to Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Coming off an incredible night, playoff atmospheres around the National Hockey League. We get right back to it as teams like Los Angeles and Winnipeg play on back-to-back nights. Minnesota moving on from Toronto against the New York Islanders. We'll set it all up for you in the next hour on Hockey Central at noon, Sportsnet 590, the Fan, Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks, the NHL Network in the United States. As we welcome you into the HC studio, Darren Millard along with Nick Kyprios and Doug McClain. Want to tell you that Troy Murray, Chicago Blackhawk analyst, will pop by the program. Haven't chatted with him in a little bit. And of all the great stories in the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks have been rolling along quite nicely without Patrick Kane. So we'll shine some light on them. The Western Conference is insane, but we start off today's program with a tip of the Hockey Central cap to the Ottawa Senators, who are officially in a playoff position. In the grand scheme of things, considering they were 14 points out, everybody had written them off. How surprised are you at this? Was there any way, shape, or form that you thought the Ottawa Senators could do something like this, given where they were a month and a half ago?
No, not a chance. I didn't think there was any chance. And Hammond comes in and gave them a jump start, gave them confidence, got them rolling. But
if you take Hammond out of the equation, what's the single reason why?
Well, they've just the confidence they're playing with, and the way Zibanejad is
collapsed, boys.
Yeah, but Ottawa's been good.
No, they have, Mac. But even if they were good, they shouldn't be in. They shouldn't be in this position, Matt.
They shouldn't be able to make up ground.
You should not be able to make ground in today's 3-point game unless there is a major 18-wheeler falling off cliff.
But
that is the Boston Bruins right now. That's a major collapse.
You still have to give them a ton of a run that they've had. What is it? 17-1-2 or something? Like, it's unbelievable the run they've gone on and the way they're playing. Like, they look like a different team. Dave Cameron, he was 500 after, 20 games, the same as Paul McLean. The Hammond run starts. Dave's got them playing solid.
Carlson becomes the Norris type of defenseman once again. Yeah. Mathot
comes back.
Did you see the new twist on the Hamburglar today? It's a picture of Ronald McDonald standing behind Dave Cameron. I tweeted it out earlier today. So
it's a great story, and it couldn't happen to, you know, a better. Dave's a good man. He's waited a long time to get a chance to coach in the NHL. He's done a good job. And Brian Murray, I mean,
Zibanejad,
it's great to see it for those guys.
Their game to another level here. It is an amazing story.
Now,
but we've got a lot of amazing stories and going on right now.
You say, okay, they're 1 point up. Is it going to be a race today? And Florida's still hanging around with a couple of big wins. You know, they beat Detroit at home. I mean, they've had a couple of great wins.
Boston, just on the collapse part of it, they do have 5 wins in their last 10 and points in 7 of their last 10.
Right, except what happened is they had the good run where they looked like they were going. Lucic started to get it going, but then all of a sudden...
But that's not a total collapse.
No, but I'm just saying Hamilton gets hurt. No, they've the last 4 games they've lost, and they only get 2 points,
round.
And the other team's winning every night, so it's ugly in Boston right now.
Win 7 out of 8 and then lose 7 out of 8.
But I don't care. You got to give Ottawa a ton of credit. And the kids there, like Chiasson, I mean, Brian made a big trade on the Spezza deal. You know, he's come on lately. Zibanejad, see the play Zibanejad made on that big goal last night?
Yeah.
You know, with the poke check or the steal, top shelf. I mean, Turris has made some unbelievable. Hoffman, Stone, there's so many great stories there. Lazar, the Pajot. I mean, there's so many great stories.
You know one other guy? Is Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, totally.
Look at the defensive scoring list right now. Erik Karlsson's taken over.
Yeah. So anyway,
Norris Trophy like. So hard for him to get into the race.
He wasn't in that conversation.
No, he was not.
3 weeks ago.
No. Now you want to finish it. Now you got to finish it off. Well, Boston?
I wondered yesterday, Doug, what the emotion in that room would be like going into last night against the San Jose Sharks, knowing that it wasn't just a fun story anymore. Yeah. That it was real. It was happening. They had a chance to jump into a playoff spot, and being down 2-1, the Ottawa Senators came back and won another game.
And the guys that scored for them, the guys that got it going. But you know what? There's such a positive vibe and confidence with this group right now. And, you know, funny, Brian's been sour for 2 years about the way they've played, Brian. And they're finally playing. You know, I know Hammond gave them the jump start, but their goaltending was always good. The goaltending has not been the problem there. But this guy just gave them an energy. And, you know, so what happens to Boston? Do they regroup? Can they stay in this race?
What do they have?
They could fall behind Florida.
They got Anaheim and the Rangers on the weekend. They got Florida next week.
Yeah.
Those are tough games.
Yeah. But look what Boston's got.
Yeah, that's what I said. Boston. Yeah, Boston's exactly. Got Anaheim and the Rangers coming up next.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And where's Dougie Hamilton?
Yeah. And Ottawa's got two games against Toronto a game against Philly to end the season at Philly.
How difficult is that around the Boston Bruins right now?
Ugly. It's ugly. I mean, you know, you look like you're – I mean, guys, 7-8 days ago, they moved ahead of Washington one night. They passed Washington because they were on a good run.
We know that Cousin Cam is not the most patient person in the world.
Well, I'm not worried about Cousin Cam. It's the guy, Cousin Cam's boss, that I'd be worried about. And that's not Charlie Jacobs I'm thinking about. That's the other guy above Charlie.
Charlie's dad.
Charlie's dad, Jeremy.
Pops.
It's never seemed on solid ground ever. And I'm talking about Shirelli or even the coaching staff. I mean, I'm talking about over the last few years. But everything was fine as long as they won.
Or the finals.
That's winning.
Yes,
That's winning. But this one will be real interesting to watch.
And they are calling for blood.
They miss the playoffs.
Update on Dougie Hamilton. Claude Julien saying after practice today, he is out indefinitely.
Not good.
That sounds to me like not anytime soon.
Unfortunately, when you have 10 games left.
You missed me, didn't you? You're not getting that with Colby.
Tell me.
Or Corey.
Colby and Corey were great.
Tell me.
You're not getting that with Stelectricity, bud.
How did you enjoy Florida?
I just want to go back to that.
Yeah.
Out indefinitely sounds like what?
Done for the season.
Yeah. Okay.
For a really long time.
And more than that is what impact does it have on Chera's game? That's frightening.
Hold on. Should this team not be able to make the playoffs without Dougie Hamilton? When you look at some of the players who have gone down around the National Hockey League and teams have been able to step up and play at a higher level.
Well, Krejci, even when he was playing, he was not producing, but there's still that attention that he commands.
Okay.
But
and
guys,
that has not helped.
The injury excuse has flown out the window because of what's happened in Minnesota.
But I'm not talking
Ottawa,
injuries
in Winnipeg.
I'm not talking injuries, guys. Let's go back to the first couple of weeks of the regular season. This team has hardly been out of eighth place all year. Mm-hmm. This is a team, boys. How many times did we say this year on our shows? This isn't the same Boston Bruins. They're not playing like the Boston Bruins. They're not. They're, you know, and yeah, I know Krejci's been out most of the year.
Horton with Iginla, and then you lost Iginla. Then you lose Boychuk.
But not only,
yes.
And big losses.
Those are big pieces.
But Kip, you also lost valuable, valuable cap space with Iginla. And that was a double whammy. Yep. That was the double whammy, wasn't it?
You know? Right. You know, and Sagan trade.
Are they a tired group?
The Sagan trade. Yeah.
What's that?
Are they a tired group?
They went
out in the second round last year.
Yeah. I don't think they should. I don't think that's an excuse. I really don't think it's an excuse. I think it's being good has caught up to them. And really, like you said it, the Sagan deal, the Boychuk deal. I mean, they've just, it's caught up to them. It's caught up to them. Krejci's injuries. Krejci hasn't been the same player. Like, boys, yep. We watched Krejci last year in the playoffs against Montreal. I mean, this guy had 3 assists in the playoffs last year.
Chara has lost a step.
Yeah. He has. He has.
That's a lot of mileage on those knees, too.
But you know what? I'm telling you, and I know Ottawa's rolling and Florida's playing well, but, hey, can they? I mean, it's 1 point. It's 1 point.
Well, here, what it is. Today's the day that you look at the standings, you exhale, and go, we did it. We're in a playoff position.
Oh, no. There's no but, we did it.
No.
Nobody's saying anything yet.
They did it. They got in. They climbed into a playoff position.
Yep.
Now what happens when when you're in it?
But when I look at the schedule.
They've been in it for like good 10 days now, 2 weeks.
But they've been chasing.
Yeah.
But they're chasing.
I think there's a difference between chasing and now.
But.
Looking then and seeing yourself in
and now
in a
you're
spot.
Saying
don't get they comfortable.
They control their own destiny now. Mm-hmm. They've you know and you yeah. saw Bobby Ryan say it. You know, hey, we've always thought we you know did with you our it? With the way we're playing at home and with our schedule, they
did,
control
did
their
you
own
see
destiny.
Cameron on the timeout there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There's no feeling of we've done anything just yet.
So it'll be fun to watch. So let's hope.
Oh, hey, but you can't discount. Where they came from and winning games from that far back to the pressure now that faces them. It's different today than it was two weeks ago, isn't it?
Whether you're Calgary, whether you're Winnipeg and now Ottawa, you will be crushed if you don't make it.
But 2 weeks ago, it was a pipe dream.
That's what I mean.
Now it's real pressure.
There's gotta be a different feeling.
Yeah, I think it's more.
Yeah,
But with the way they're playing, that's what gives you the confidence. With the way they're playing, and you look at their schedule, they got a good schedule.
You know what I like about them too? They get down in games.
Yeah,
they still rally.
Got a little. Calgary have a little bit of a similar thing going there. You know,
last night in the Western Conference, you had 4 teams on the bubble, all playing clubs out of a playoff position.
And those are not easy games.
You wondered which team would fall into the trap. And incredibly,
none.
They all stepped up, and they all won.
The one that shocked me on the weekend, though, guys, was L.A. going in, Vancouver going into L.A., and Vancouver winning that game. You know, that was a tight game, right, you know, after 2 periods. But
then L.A. responds against New Jersey.
Then they come right back on the road after, like, a miserable trip, leaving L.A. with that loss.
I don't know about L.A., boys. I don't know.
Well, they're 2 out. With a game in hand on Calgary right now. 2 out with a game in hand. And they've got 7 on the road and 3 at home. And what's Calgary got there, Darren? 3 at home and 6 on the road?
Calgary's 3 at home and 6 away, yeah.
So both equal schedules, but the game in hand. And do they play
each
other?
And they play each other.
The biggest story of them all.
Where do
they
play? The
second last game of the year in Calgary.
And 5 Canadian teams. Where were we on 5 Canadian teams?
I thought 6. I said 6. I thought
the Stanley Cup
you picked
playoffs.
The Leafs to get in, and I picked.
I don't think we picked anybody.
Minnesota Wild.
I know one thing. I didn't pick Ottawa to be in.
Calgary wins. Minnesota Wild beat Toronto.
Calgary.
Winnipeg
Ottawa,
beats Edmonton. LA
Vancouver,
against the Islanders.
I don't think you had any of them, Mac. I'm glad I didn't bet.
The Wild story is one of those. Like made-for-TV movies, too.
The Dubnyk story and the Hammond story got to be 2 of the biggest stories of the season at this particular point. What both those goaltenders have done for those franchises.
Can you be in the heart running with half a season?
With Devin Dubnyk?
Yes.
If Devin... there's no way for Devin Dubnyk to win the Vezina because of what Carey Price has done. But if he's not a finalist, there's something wrong.
It's an amazing story.
It is.
Okay, so he started 31 straight games for the Minnesota Wild.
31
straight games. So for people
Where's that analytics on that? So for people who are going to say he's
only played half a season for the Minnesota Wild. Yeah, you're right. He's only going to end up playing half a season for the Minnesota Wild. But
can we give him half a trophy?
Guys that play 40 games for their team, that's over 75 games. Usually you play 40 games. He's going to play them all in a row.
I'm not saying he deserves the heart, but I'm saying he deserves
backup.
Chuck should give him a medal.
Something.
If he doesn't win it, Chuck should give him a medal. Because it's...
What do you pay him to stay there, or what could he get?
Well, you have two free agents in Hammond and Dubnyk.
Outside of that, of Minnie, what's his market value right now?
What is he, 6'6"?
They have a 5-point cushion on a playoff spot.
They're in.
And he's a free agent. And a year ago, he was at the start of the playoffs, he wasn't even allowed on the ice with the regulars of the Montreal Canadiens.
Do you not recall talking to him between periods in Montreal? When we were there for the Montreal series, we talked to him and he was like, where's my career going here, boys?
Who's in a position right now to dramatically change their goaltending?
Edmonton.
Edmonton. Okay, I get
number one team that needs a goalie is the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay. So can you go home again?
You can always go home. Sometimes it's not always pleasant.
I'll give you another team.
Toronto.
San Jose.
Yes, exactly.
Right? In the grand scheme of things, we're only talking about maybe six teams that might.
Max.
You only need one.
No, I know that. But 30.
Edmonton's right. Out. San Jose is a realistic spot for him. No doubt about that.
It's never a real, with certain guys locked in. Buffalo needs a goalie.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a different scenario. But why not? Mm-hmm. You get Connor McDavid.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
What about Andrew Hammond?
Well, I think the ideal thing is Anderson, what are they? You know, he's got 4 years, 3 years left at a good contract. And Leonard, I could see Leonard being
two
moved.
Or 3 years left for Anderson.
I think it's three.
How long can we keep throwing burgers on the ice?
It's three.
I've had this debate with you guys.
They did away with the
rap. I've never had this debate.
That when everybody's throwing jerseys on the ice, why is it okay to throw hats on the ice just because you're happy, but you can't throw a jersey or now a burger? A burger on the ice, you're happy.
It's got to be.
I don't like burgers on the
ice.
It's got to be a stoppage.
What's the difference between a burger and a hat?
It's food.
What?
Wouldn't you like? There's got to be something else we can do for him. It's real food, first of all.
You know what you do?
We got a shortage. We got people starving out there. Can we not collect them all and take them to the shelter or something?
You can't collect burgers off the ice and take them to a shelter.
I'm saying collect them before they hit the ice, you dummy.
So you sell plastic hamburgers at the rink.
Then they'll
$2.
Then they'll
donate the money to charity, and at the end of the game, you can throw them on the ice.
Yeah, after the game's over. The same as they do with the rats now in Florida. Yeah. The rats come on the ice when the game's over.
If we're going to take real hamburgers, let's put them to better use than on the ice and then in the garbage.
I haven't heard this out of you since you were saving the water.
I could use one right now, as a matter of fact. A little cereal this morning and... The fridge was kind of bare when back home.
You with me on this a little bit? This guy could go on an amazing run the next 12 years.
But what do you do with him?
We've wasted over a million burgers.
I watched Corey Hirsch.
Anderson's final year is 18. It's 2018.
Right. I watched Corey Hirsch last night do a little breakdown. Him and Scott Morrison do a little breakdown on Hammond. And all of a sudden, people are saying, hey, pretty good goalie. He moves well. He showed a couple of technical things last night he does.
He reads. Mm-hmm. He reads the play so well.
Do you remember his debut?
No, I want to forget that.
Do you remember his debut, Nick? Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey.
Yeah.
He went in there against the Montreal Canadiens.
And yeah,
Bruce
that's right.
Garriott.
That's right. And we were wondering, and I said, what's the message to your team?
Yes.
That your season is slipping down the drain. What's your message to the team?
Yeah.
And what was your message?
My message was, guys, I really feel sorry for you guys. I mean, we got this guy coming up
slug?
From
the, but
stiff
I
stiff or
like
slug?
Stiff or slug?
One of those. I remember stiff. I think.
Do you? No, wasn't stiff.
Or it was slug then?
Do you remember that? Bruce Garriott comments, Bruce Garriott was a basket case. Let's change the subject here. Yeah. Bruce Garriott was uptight about this. He said, this is a joke. This is where we are with our season.
And proof it wasn't like he was ripping it up in the American League.
No, but Bruce was thought that the season was over, and I bit on it.
And on the theme of a goalie league, Andrei Pavlich has resurrected his chances of being a starter in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And off he's of going, that. Toskala moment, which cost them
2 points. At least a point.
At least a point.
Against the St. Louis Blues. What do you make, Doug, of what's happening in Arizona right now? Is it highly unusual that a goalie coach slash assistant to the GM, Sean Burke, would ask permission to speak to other teams?
It's sort of unusual that it happens with 10 games left in the season. You know, if, I would have thought it would have happened when a day
it
or two
seems,
after
just
the season.
There's strange about it.
That got out.
Yeah, there's
that probably, that stuff happens behind the scenes all the time.
But I've sensed for a year there was something funny going on there. With management, and I'm not sure where Sean fits into the whole thing there.
He doesn't want to be a coach, but he's done a great job as a coach.
He's done a great job. So I'm not sure where the money obviously would probably be tight. They've got Darcy Regier there as their whatever he is, assistant general manager / VP, whatever he is.
And that's the job that Sean probably really wanted.
And he and Don Maloney and Darcy go way back, in their careers. So to me, Sean is looking for an opportunity to become an AGM. Fine. I'm just a little surprised it happens with 10 games left in the season. And I know their season's lost and all this, but typically you would see it happen when the season's over.
Yeah, there'd be a sense there, I think, from a lot of people to just get the season over here.
Have you heard, Dave Tippett? Is Dave Tippett going to stay and do this rebuild? There was rumblings when Dave Tippett signed that he had an out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the situation is there.
This wasn't really the direction Dave Tippett's had in mind when he re-signed there. So is he on board here for the next few years? They've got some good pieces there. They're going to end up with a very good hockey player here, but is Dave Tippett willing to wait?
And I've
four
heard
or 5 years now.
Some rumblings about Buffalo going to potentially make a run at a big time coach. And I'm thinking
a Babcock.
Well, I'm thinking
big time coach.
You're thinking who could when you think about it, is it a Tippett? Is it a
Bilesma?
There's three or four big ones out there,
Are they waiting for Todd in San Jose?
Todd McCullough. I mean, is somebody – now, then I get thinking, Timmy Murray hired Babcock in Cincinnati to be the AHL coach of the Mighty Ducks team in Cincinnati. That goes back a long way. Timmy made that hire. And then, obviously, Babcock came up to Anaheim when Timmy was there with Brian. But, there's the Luke Richardson. Is he going to leave? Or he's pretty comfortable with the family situation in Bingo because his daughter's at Cornell. Maybe Luke decides he's not going to make a move, I don't know. But I keep hearing rumblings that Buffalo may make a big-time run at somebody. And I don't know who it is. It would be one of three or four.
Which is kind of sad that that conversation's potentially going on with Ted Nolan still there. That's not a good situation.
Do you think Ted Nolan has any?
No, he doesn't.
No,
I think he's coming back next year.
When I say that, let me correct myself. I'm not saying Buffalo is talking to people. I'm not saying that or suggesting that. What is that internally there may be some conversation that Pegula's an aggressive guy. Oh. He went out and got Rex Ryan. To coach his Bills.
How about the signings in Buffalo? This guy is just it. He, to me, right now, is the ultimate owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just tell me what I need to
do. And I saw Elliot Friedman, there was a comment in his notes there, the the Bailey kid from Penn State where Pegula built their $80 million mm-hmm. ring, he signs with the Leafs over Buffalo.
Where's that loyalty, eh? Funny, well, can't buy you everything, I guess.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to watch some of these Buffalo and some of these other teams as the goalies, as the coaching situation unravels.
Hey, does Toronto win another game?
Get back in there, right?
Does Toronto win another game?
I'll be surprised if they win another game. I'll be surprised.
Smallest crowd ever at Air Canada Center for the Minnesota Wild game last night.
But I bet you that even with a small crowd, the clubs would be busier than the people in the stands selling the concessions.
Damian Cox says, boys, that it's still not as bad as it was in the 80s.
I disagree with that.
And I there's a lot of people disagree.
Yeah. Who 80s when it was the Harold Ballard?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Why would Damian go there with giving Gord Stelic a shot?
I think
it's supposed to be buddies. They're supposed to be buddies.
I think that's more the Harold, yeah, Harold comparison.
Gord, we don't blame you.
You're not the fault, Gord.
Yeah.
You only had 3 weeks on the job. No, it's not your fault, Gord.
Apologize.
3 months.
When we continue, Troy Murray, Chicago Blackhawk analyst. How's this happening?
I'm not that funny.
With the Chicago Blackhawks.
No. Was it this funny when I wasn't here last week?
I wasn't here either. Chicago, if you're not here, I'm not here.
That's a good. that makes sense.
It's one of those staples that I live by. Chicago has an opportunity for home ice advantage in the first round in the Central. Troy Murray, as we continue. Globally on Sportsnet.ca, NHL dressing rooms across North America, and of course Sportsnet.ca, Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada, like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Back here at Hockey Central, Darren Millard along with Nick Kypreos and Doug McLean. Coming up in just a moment, Troy Murray, Chicago Blackhawk analyst, will join us. Say on March 27th, Mattamy Athletic Center, former Maple Leaf Gardens, the Heroes Hockey Challenge from the Forces from Toronto Garrison facing off against the Toronto Maple Leaf alumni. It's raised a lot of money for the Forces and the Wounded Warrior Fund. That's coming up on March 27th at Mattamy Athletic Center. So check that out. Support our military and our wounded warriors. Great game last night. The OHL Cup.
Oh.
And the Toronto Marlies, yeah, being the Don Mills Flyers. You're a Don Mills Flyer alumni, are you?
I'm not. I'm nope. North York, Wexford.
Mm-hmm.
No longer exist. But
Matt Strome.
It was
the winner.
They've had a good week.
In overtime.
Another Strome, yes, on his way, folks. What a fun scene.
Love the celebration. Like coast to coast.
That's a vicious rivalry too, isn't it?
Well, he played an 8-game series and it ended in double overtime, and then they meet again in the OHL Cup.
Yeah, that's great.
So congratulations. Both fantastic goaltending. Grapes, part of the show last night, Wendell Clark and company. But happy to be part of that, the OHL Cup Minor Midget Championship. Time for the Hockey Central 3 Stars. Going with the Chicago Blackhawks and Patrick Sharp. Couple of helpers last night, and the Chicago Blackhawks continue to roll. More on this with Troy Murray in just a moment, so we'll get hard in the Chicago Blackhawks side of things. But Chicago rolling right now, 2 points behind the Nashville Predators for second in the Central. Nick, your star.
I went with Drew Stafford, who has really been a great addition in Winnipeg. Great individual effort on his goal last night, and key goals, third period goals, shootout goals. This guy has come in, given them
now. He's fitting with the Minnesota Mafia in Winnipeg.
20 minutes he's playing on some nights. He's been great. I'd like to see him resign there.
People thought it was a bit of a throw-in
Yeah.
You know, but he was an NHL just player.
Unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, he was an NHL player that they felt they needed, you know, and he
it's
did.
It's usually those depth guys that make differences.
And you hope Drew...
Not necessarily the Vanek of the world that get traded.
Drew may get another chance there. You never know. I mean, they may end up trying to keep him. I agree with you. You guys have pretty good choices, but seriously, boys. The play last night that Zibanejad made on that goal in the third period for the Ottawa Senators has got to warrant him the star of the night. First star of the night. Yours were second and thirds. This was the star
of
the night.
It's not a competition. You realize
that. Zibanejad...
Everything's
a competition. No, Zibanejad
whatever
has,
makes him look good or better than us.
It's right. That's exactly what it
key
is.
Here.
Right. And it's not just the Florida tan, not just the George Hamilton tan. Zibanejad was unbelievable. He's been good, guys, for a while now. He looks like he's taken
Turris,
a major step.
He and Turris are now showing you what everybody's been waiting for. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what was he, a high pick, like maybe seventh overall or something in the draft. So, you know, there was high expectations. Needed to grow.
It just takes time, I guess, right? Not everybody can hit it out of the park like Sean Monahan. But
seriously, how big a play was that goal last night? The one
he had two. Shifley's another guy really coming on now.
Spanish had sixth overall.
That's what we have to look forward to with the Leafs when they start their rebuilding process. These young players... You know, maturing yep. and...
When they draft Dylan Strome.
Tonight's schedule features Minnesota on back-to-back nights facing the New York Islanders, Los Angeles against the New York Rangers on Sportsnet Ontario, West and Pacific, Montreal and Nashville on Sportsnet East. Dustin Tokarski and Carter Hutton will watch that one as Pekka Rinne and
will
Carey
Price. Will Carter be calling play-by-play from the bench?
Like
Did
that.
You see those
I like that.
In-game interviews?
I like it. Winnipeg and Vancouver on Sportsnet.
I don't like it at all.
At 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, and that will be the first game for Chris Tanev, who, according to Elliot Friedman, has signed a 5-year extension with an AAV of $4.45 million. So some business taken care of for the Vancouver Canucks.
Is that a Gardner comparable? Would that be a comparable to the Gardner deal?
Gardner's, I think, a little over 4.
Just a little under the 4.5 then, Gardner was, eh?
Oh, he's under 4.5. Yeah, okay. I think Jake Gardner's like 4.1, 4.2, if I'm not mistaken.
That would have bumped it up, and you know he would have been pushing for more than a Gardner deal, no doubt about that. Seriously,
the way that's gone so far, that Montreal Nashville game with those two goaltenders, with the stakes, Montreal trying to hit the 100-point plateau and keep the New York Rangers at bay, and then you have Nashville trying to hold off the Chicago Blackhawks. So significant stakes for Montreal.
Is it a goaltenders league
Nashville.
Right now?
Well,
backup goalies league we've talked about.
Yeah, backup league. Scott Darling, can you Chicago.
Are we going to start talking about goals being down pretty soon, or are we just going to
Goals are down, and there's only one reason why goals are down. Make all the excuses you want. Goals are down for one reason. The goaltenders are too good.
They're too good?
The goaltenders are
you know
too
what
good.
It is too, Mac?
They're too big. They're too athletic.
There's no power play opportunities anymore.
Look at Chicago and foremost.
Fair.
Here's Troy Murray, Chicago Blackhawk analyst. When you do get a break and Corey Crawford's not in there, you got to face Scott Darling, who's like 7'2". And
bigger than Chera.
He's... What does Scott Darling weigh? Like he's got to be like 230, doesn't he? Is he that much? Troy?
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah. 235.
230, like that.
Yeah.
Not even tall, but he's a big man.
The guy came in at training camp this year and kind of out of nowhere, and it's okay, you signed this local kid out of Lamont, Illinois, and everybody's kind of excited. You got a local guy playing net for you, possibly, and he comes in. He was in the top 5 condition players in camp, and I'm telling you, when you've got Duncan Keith, Jonathan Toews, and all these guys who are just world class athletes, Scott Darling at 6'6", 235 pounds, he comes in, and he's one of the top condition athletes in training camp. Are you kidding me?
And amazingly, it takes getting Patrick Kane out of the room to turn the season around.
If you look what was going on prior to Patrick Kane, and you know, you kind of had some inconsistency. They've been playing right around 500 basically since the new year, I think there was a bigger focus is, hey, listen, we got to get back to our team game. We got to get back to our structure and you know, take care of business in our own end of the ice, not leave Corey Crawford or our goaltenders to hang out to dry in their own end of the ice. And they've had that good focus the last couple of games, not so much, but, you know, they were able to get 2 points out of that game last night, which, as you look in the standings, two valuable points.
Hey, Troy, we were talking about the NHL being a real goaltenders league right now. Talk about the goaltenders that you faced in your era. I remember Mark Messier telling me this one story, and I forget who the backup goalie he played with early in his career, but he wouldn't stop one puck in practice.
Greg Millen.
No, it wasn't Greg Millen. And he would tell Mark,
Millsy wouldn't stop one in
a game. I'm gonna get a blast for that.
So this goalie would get out of the way of shots mm-hmm. on goal, and he would tell Mark, "If I'm quick enough to get out of the way of him in practice, I'm quick enough to stop him during the games." And I think that philosophy's kind of changed over the years.
I think so.
Oh my goodness! I mean, and I talk about the NHL now, the way that they've expanded the offensive zone, that it's a shot blocking league. More so than it ever was in the past. I mean, Doug, you know that when you were a coach, your responsibility to tell your wingers was to stay out and keep within stick length of the guy on the point there, make sure you're real close to him. In the old days, if the points were open and you got a shot, you could beat the goaltenders because they didn't have the size and the pads that they had. Now in today's game, you just see it. The puck always goes back to the point because that's what's open in the offensive zone. You see a line of five guys getting in front of the shot coming through. If you're a small goaltender, like an Alan Vester back in the day, like a Darren Pang back in the day, you've got no chance in today's game because you need size. You need to get yourself as big as possible with the equipment that's available to them and try and find the shooting lane and hope that the puck hits you. So if you're 6 foot six compared to a 6 foot guy, Scott Darling in net gets another 6 inches in his pad, prorated to the size of his body. That's another foot on the ice in these butterfly positions that you have. You need to have size in today's game if you're going to be a goaltender. That's just the simplicity of it.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about the defensemen that get the pucks through from the point and how valuable they are.
Tyler Myers did it last night.
Yeah, and it's hard. Like you can have the big blast like a PK has, and PK has been terrific most of the year, but
he's got both.
But getting the puck through from the point is a real challenge. Troy, just on another point, Vermette, Timonen acquisitions. How is that? You know, how is it going?
Well, I think if you look at Vermette's addition, first of all, it was lucky that Patrick Kane got hurt the week before the trade deadline, rather than the week or the day after the trade deadline, because of the salary cap and long term IR. You were able to go acquire a significant player. They addressed that issue and they picked up Antoine Vermette from Arizona, obviously. If you ask Jonathan Toews, and when I look at it, you take a lot of pressure off Jonathan Toews down the middle. You look at the big bodies in the Western Conference in the center ice position, you need to have players that are going to be going up against, if you want to win the Stanley Cup, against Carter, Kopitar, Getzlaff, Kessler, you know, the top teams in the West have some major size down the middle. And I think Jonathan Toews was asked to be doing too much in too many areas, taking all the key face-off. Vermette is a great all-around player. And if anything, he can play up against any centerman in the National Hockey League and give Jonathan Toews that little bit of breathing room in key situations. You know, he's got a couple assists so far. Joe Quenneville mixed up the lines last night looking for some combinations that he may think work going into the playoffs, but I think it was just a crucial addition for Stan Bowman to address the issue behind Jonathan Toews, especially now if you want to have more of a team game with Patrick Kane out of the lineup. They're just a real tremendous addition, and I think everybody in the Blackhawks locker room understands what Vermette means to this team at this point.
He's one of the all-time leaders on appearances on Hockey Central at noon. Troy Murray, Chicago Blackhawk analyst with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean on Sportsnet 590, and Sportsnet 590, The Fan, as well as the Sportsnet Television Network.
Hey, Troy, Joel Quenneville, a brief teammate of mine in Washington, and now 750 wins, only behind Scotty and Al Arbor. It's phenomenal. Those numbers are phenomenal.
If you look at them, I mean, as you mentioned, third most wins as a head coach behind the bench in the history of the National Hockey League. Only him and Scotty Bowman have won 300 games with two different teams. You don't have the longevity in today's game without having a real good pulse on what's going on inside your locker room. And especially, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to today's players, but there's an entitlement that these players think that is theirs. And for a head coach back in the day, you might have been able to use intimidation and stuff. But the money that the players are making in today's game, you have to kind of factor in everything that's going on here. It's just not as simple as, you know, being the old, you know, Mike Keenan or Brophy or the old school kind of coaches. You have to let the players breathe. And I think for Joel Quenneville, who deflects a lot of the, you know, his success to having great teams. He has had great teams, but he's handled great teams the way that you need to. With the Chicago Blackhawks current team, you know, Joel Quenneville knows when to go inside the locker room and push the panic button or push the buttons that he has to. Other than that, you kind of let the room breathe. You let Jonathan Toews and Duncan Keith and Seabrook and Patrick Sharp and Patrick Kane, who won two Stanley Cups together. You let those guys sort out the room, and you don't have the career record of a guy like Joel Quenneville unless you have a real good understanding of what you have collectively amongst the players inside your locker room. I think he's as good as any coach inside the locker room. Behind the bench, you know, obviously his record speaks for himself on the ice.
You know, Joel, yeah, he's done a great job in the longevity, the everything, and not an easy situation he's had there. But you think back to every coach that has Jonathan Toews as a player has had a pretty good record. I mean, how important. Like, I go back to North Dakota, you go back to Junior, you go back to the World Junior, you go every. I mean, this guy
He's a winner, Mac.
He is a winner, isn't he, Troy? Like, how many guys are there? How many guys are as important as Jonathan Toews in the NHL today?
There is great players in the NHL, and I'm not being disrespectful, right, again, to any of the great players in today's game, but because I'm around Jonathan Toews and I know him personally and I've seen him in action, yeah, on the ice, around the team, the way he handles the media, I don't think there's a better leader in today's game than Jonathan Toews. Maybe his stats say that he's not as good as a Sidney Crosby or, you know, a Ryan Getzlaff or whatever it is. But when I look at what Jonathan Toews is all about, you know, he's just an extraordinary person. And I can't say enough about him in all areas. I just say for a guy like Jonathan Toews, he gets what the game of hockey is all about. He gets his role as an ambassador, as a face of the NHL, as the leader of the Chicago Blackhawks, an original 16, having the success that he has right now on the world stage. You know, he was an afterthought in the Olympics a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden he was your go-to guy on the ice. Mm-hmm. The last Olympics, he is your go-to guy in the key situations. He's just one of the best all-around players in the game. And if he wanted to sacrifice his defensive game for more points, he certainly could do that. But he has so much attention and so much pride in what he does in his own end of the ice. He hates getting scored on when he's on the ice, regardless of the situation. And that's just it's a self-driven kind of mentality that Jonathan Toews has that makes him such a great player.
Hey, Troy, you mentioned the salary cap issues in Chicago. We know Toews and Kane have long-term deals, as Keith as well and Crawford. But is this kind of a last hurrah here with this group here? Are we going to see some dramatic changes in the offseason? A lot of talk about Sharp, a lot of talk about Seabrook possibly signing or
only got about
not
30
re-signing.
Seconds.
Is this going to have a different look next year?
Nick, it is. I mean, you look in 2010, they lost half their team, whether they were going to win the cup or not. They won it, and you know, half the team, 10 guys, were gone. Everybody knows the salary cap situation is going to be tough for Stan Pullman to deal with, but he'd rather deal with that in the summer and not worry about it right now. You look at some of the contracts that he may have to get rid of. Logic, when you look at it, says Patrick Sharp is the guy that most people are going to be looking to get to acquire. I don't think you're going to get rid of Brent Seabrook. If you get rid of Brent Seabrook, you got to go find Brent Seabrook, and you can't find those type of players in today's game. So they've got some real difficult decisions to make in the offseason, and I'm glad that I'm not going to be Stan Bowman in the organization to make those decisions, who stays and who goes.
We have to fly, but thanks for shedding
Troy.
Some light on a team that a couple of weeks ago had that reported blow up in the locker room, and they're just flying right now. I appreciate it, Troy.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Always appreciate it.
Take care, Troy.
There's Troy Murray.
They've rolled, haven't they? They've really rolled.
7-1-1 in March.
Them and, Giordano goes down. Giordano goes down and Kane goes down. You think, could you have two more important
Bufflin
guys?
And goes Bufflin. Down.
Yeah. Well, they had
done Little all. Goes down.
That's why I'm not buying the Boston injury thing as an excuse. Too many other teams have found a way.
No, we didn't say injuries. We said.
It was hinted.
Hey, the demise of the lineup.
Nice to have you back from Florida.
Rangers in L.A. tonight on Sportsnet Ontario.
I was in your neck of the woods.
Sportsnet East, Montreal, Nashville, and Winnipeg, Vancouver on Sportsnet nationally.